Part 6. The Attention Muscle. Chapter 18. Becoming More Deliberate. Takeaway. Research shows that we only focus on what's in front of us 53% of the time. Developing a strong attention muscle is what makes it possible to focus more on the task at hand, which lets us spend our time and attention more efficiently in the moment. Too much wandering. Quote, the successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus. Bruce Lee. While carving out time to deliberately let your mind wander, lets your brain form connections, relax, and think more creatively. When it comes time to do actual work, a wandering mind won't help you all that much. Chances are your mind wanders more than you think. An interesting study conducted by Harvard psychologists Matthew Killingsworth and Daniel Gilbert found that we spend 47% of our waking hours in this daydreaming mode. In other words, throughout the day, while you're supposed to be focused on more important things, if you're like most people, you focus on something other than the task at hand half of the time. You only bring 53% of your attention to the table. It goes without saying that this has huge productivity costs, especially when you consider how intricately connected your time and attention are. The less attention you devote to a task, the more time you have to spend to complete it, because you work less efficiently. I try to use the word efficiency as little as possible, especially as far as productivity is concerned, since it reduces work down to something that feels cold and corporate. But there's no better word to use here. When you aren't giving your work your full focus, you simply aren't spending your time or attention efficiently. 1 hour of intense focus on your work is worth 2 or 3 hours of focusing on your work 53% of the time. Time is the most limited productivity resource you have. By managing your attention intelligently, just like with intelligently managing your energy, you can spend it that much more wisely. Stop. Challenge time. Before we dive any deeper into this section of the audiobook, I have a quick early chapter challenge for you. As you listen to this part of the audiobook, I challenge you to break out a notepad or sheet of paper and jot down how many times your mind begins to wander against your will, how often it flips into daydreaming mode, resists listening on, begins to worry, tempts you to pick up your phone or do something else, or gets distracted. We'll tackle each of these roadblocks in turn, but as with managing your time and energy, it's helpful to know your starting point. Whenever your mind wanders, don't worry. Mind wandering is simply your brain's default mode. Even after years of meditating and doing my best to train my attention muscle, my mind frequently wanders too. Simply make a note that your mind has wandered and, if you want, what it wandered off to focus on or think about. And then gently bring your attention back to, in this case, focusing on listening to this audiobook. I use the word gently because it's pretty easy to be hard on yourself as you rein in your focus, even though mind wandering is 100% normal. This is also a cool hack to use when you're working hard on something important. Just keep a notepad by your desk and make a note of every distraction or interruption that pops up and tempts you to interrupt what you're working on. And then get back to work. And if you need to, deal with the would-be interruptions after. The joy of being deliberate. As I write these words, I'm sitting in a small tea shop in Ottawa. The tea store is located in the heart of Ottawa. It seats only about 20 people. I love coming here to read, write, and think. It's just a few steps from Canada's National Gallery, where I go to let my mind wander from time to time. The part I like most about the shop isn't the tea, though. It's the deliberate and thoughtful way they approach the tea ritual. After you choose one of the 100-some teas on the wall of the shop, the staff will invite you to have a seat. Then they'll bring a small pot of the tea you choose to your table and light a candle under the pot to keep it warm. This shop has the best tea I've found in Ottawa. Every variety is meticulously sourced or blended from scratch. and the care that goes into each variety is inspiring. Since starting my project, I've found myself oddly drawn to places like this. Places that, in a world full of inexpensive tea and K-cups, stand above the fray and are incredibly caring and methodical about the work they do. Like the Scotchmaker, who spends years crafting his or her technique and recipe. Or the owner of the winery who strives to craft the perfect vintage. Or the accomplished musician who becomes a master of the guitar after tens of thousands of hours of practice. These are people who invest time and energy into being deliberate in a world where working deliberately is hard. These people take deliberateness further than most, but they've all homed in on a really powerful idea. Productivity isn't about doing more, faster. It's about doing the right things, deliberately and with intention. This is why carving out time and attentional space around your tasks is so powerful. Doing so gives you the room to work on higher return tasks in the moment, fend off low return tasks, and become more productive. One of the reasons we make so many resolutions around New Year's is that during the holidays we can step back from our work and lives to think and reflect about other things. The same thing happens when you take the time to step back from your work and your life on a moment-to-moment basis. You'll plan more, come up with better ideas, and become able to work more deliberately. If a tactic like separating your high-return tasks from your low-return tasks is a way of working more deliberately in general, and a tactic like the rule of three is a way of working more deliberately on a weekly and daily basis, training your attention muscle lets you work more deliberately in the moment. A strong attention muscle is what makes it possible to work deliberately and focus on your task at hand more than 53% of the time. This is the final missing piece of working more deliberately, but it's also the toughest. The three parts of your attention muscle. Just checking in, has your mind wandered off yet? How we spend every moment makes or breaks our productivity. Technology and quick fixes provide us with more stimulation than tasks and projects that are meaningful. The faster we work, the harder it becomes to work deliberately. This is what makes staying focused and aware so hard. And this is what causes you to spend 47% of your time focusing on something other than the task at hand. Thankfully, you can build up your attention muscle in a number of ways so you can focus on them better throughout the day, and all are backed up by a ton of research. According to neuroscientists, our attention is made up of three parts. Your central executive. This is your thinking and planning brain that lives in your prefrontal cortex. So far, particularly in the procrastination section, I've done my best to write this book in a way that will fire up this part of your brain. It's mostly the other two parts of your attention muscle that I'll focus on in this section. Focus. This involves narrowing your attentional spotlight to focus on the task at hand, which helps you work more efficiently. And awareness. This means becoming aware of what's going on in your internal and external environments, which helps you work more mindfully and deliberately. These three parts combine to make up your larger attention muscle. Training your attention muscle involves building up all three.